Moses was a hand Lord, and he had direct contact with the people because his faith was purity. But when a conscience is defiled, then the hand Lord shortened, which means there's no extension for contact, and there's nothing to draw from. The well is dry. And of course, Jesus made that known to the woman at the well. And when she said that, the well's deep. And then, but Jesus didn't tell her, I'm the living water. I'm your contact point. I'm God's hand. The sound mind is a result of God's hand. The conscience itself is an extension of God's hand in the soul. It's a very extension of God's hand. But if the conscience is dark, it's Satan's shadow. That's not God's hand. All right, in other words, that's what the Apostle John was bringing out. If a man say, I have no sin, he deceives himself. Now, it's not God that's deceiving him. She deceived herself by the doctrines that she was building with was not God's foundation. God's foundation provides the extension of his hand. Okay? The state of confusion, okay, is a result of the doctrines that she was building with. And when truth is present, it disturbs the conscience. When truth is present, it disturbs the conscience. Okay, and the unconverted attribute the disturbance to that of Satan, but it's God waking them out of a trance. God is awaking them. Okay? The conscience is being challenged, and they're disturbed. And that's what Paul's bringing out. Awake you that sleep, and God shall give you light. The conscience now is able to labor with God's gifts. It's able to labor with his covenant. Okay, the stewardship is giving the knowledge. Knowledge is an extension, but the defiled conscience denies the extension, so therefore the well remains dry. The stewardship, you deny the stewardship, okay, you cut the tethering, okay, you cut the tethering, but you accept the stewardship, the tethering, the bonding is there. Okay, in other words, I can draw from this well. And the woman at the well acknowledged the fact that the well is very deep and you have nothing to draw with. But Jesus says, but I am that well. I'm the steward. I'm the steward which points to the well. And then she says, but this is the well that Jacob gave to Joseph. And that's true. Okay, Joseph was the next steward following Jacob. And that's right, Joseph was the next steward. And so here Jesus was associating that with himself as concerning being the deliverer of Israel. I'm bringing them out of their bondage.
All those which are listening today, if you like to come in covenant with God, okay, if you have to begin to seek God, you're going to have to also put aside the barriers of your former traditions and your mindset, and you're going to have to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, okay, if you want to come in covenant with God. Okay, well, thank you for listening today, and continue to seek the Lord. His grace will abound towards those that seek Him out of a pure heart. And this is Apostle Eric von Ersick here speaking. Have a good day, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.